You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 181. Gold Diggers, we all know that social media is one of the best ways to get the word out about your business, but sometimes it can get tricky. Today, I wanted to focus on one specific facet of social media that rarely gets taught, but can make a giant impact on how you're engaging with your audience. How to rock your Instagram stories. Now, if you're not utilizing Instagram stories yet, it is finally time to get on board. I'm going to share some staggering statistics that will ultimately convince you. And if you are, it's time to make sure that you are using it to its full potential because it is one of the most unique, impactful ways to move your business forward, to engage with your fans in an authentic way, and to expand your connection with your followers. Now, live video is a newer feature in the social media world with additions like IGTV happening. It is very clear that Instagram is sending us a message that if we're not using video yet, we better figure out our strategy with it. Essentially, we have a few different options to record ourselves, to publish it, and to connect with our followers and potential clients. It can absolutely be intimidating, but it is so incredible because it allows you to connect with your audience in real time and beyond and adds this irreplaceable level of humanness and uniqueness to your brand. You essentially get to draw in your potential clients and spread your message in an authentic way for free. So let's dig on in, get specific on the strategy around Instagram stories and many ways to utilize this feature, from swipe ups, what you need to get that, photos, graphics, text overlays, live videos, featured stories, and so much more. You can use it from your personal or your business page, and I'll tell you which one I recommend using. But regardless, there are certain tips to make sure that your message is getting across and is properly received. Now, before we dive on in, I want to go through the review of the week, which is from my man, Greg Villafana. Greg, I love you. It says, best social media podcast. I know this is mostly for women, but I don't care. Haha. The content is great for anybody that wants to know more about doing it right. Keep up the great work. I was looking forward to the next episode. Greg, I am so thankful you are tuning in. You are among some amazing, amazing people that are my listeners. And thank you for taking the time to leave a review. If you guys leave a review, you could be our next featured review of the week. And trust me when I tell you, I am checking them out every day. Now, before we dive on into today's show, I have a challenge for you. If you are listening right now, take a screenshot, pop it up on your Instagram stories, and you're going to find out in this episode why just a simple move like that could really change things for you. Let your people know that you're tuning in, and I'll do the rest of the work. All right, let's go. Let's dive on into today's show.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
A major shout out to Finn for supporting Gold Digger. Gold Diggers, we are busy dream chasers, and Finn is an on-demand assistant ready to help you tackle your work. Always available, on-demand, and you only pay for what you use. As a listener of my show, I've arranged for you all to try Finn for free. Just use my link, finn.com/golddigger. That's finn.com/golddigger. First things first, Instagram stories matter. They create such an authentic way to bond with your audience, to speak to what it is you're passionate about, and to give this really exclusive sneak peek into life beyond your pretty curated squares. Stories, they provide this way to turn followers into fans. Why? Because your followers, they feel like they know you. They're behind the scenes with you. They're given an opportunity to truly feel connected to your mission. When they are able to see these sneak peeks and this uncurated look at your work and life, they feel like they can trust you a little bit more. When people feel like they know you as a person, they can be way more invested and connected in your mission. I talk about this all the time on the show, but the know, like, and trust factor is one of the most important parts when it comes to marketing. And so when you can allow people to feel like they actually know you and they like you, then you're going to gain their trust. So maybe you're thinking, well, great, but I just don't really think Instagram stories matter that much. Maybe it's just a passing trend. If you're not convinced that Instagram stories are here to stay, here are some amazing statistics. If a user interacts with your stories, they are more likely to see your posts on your feed. So take that, algorithm. Like, here is a way to really help get your posts seen. And Instagram stories have over 300 million active daily users. That's over 60% of all Instagram users and almost double the daily usage of Snapchat. A general rule of thumb is that users will be more likely to see your story than your post. And 70% of Instagram stories are watched with this sound on, ensuring that your message can be heard. Last statistic, over 120 million clicks happen from Instagram story advertisements in the last 6 months. 120 million? Dang. Safe to say Instagram stories are here to stay, and today I'm going to walk you through the A to Z of feeling confident, of boosting your story views, inviting engagement, and using stories for beating the dang algorithm. Now, it's not always easy. Trust me, I get it. I used to hate going live on Instagram stories. I felt like I had to be on to look perfect, to say everything flawlessly, and I honestly kind of used to stress about how I looked and sounded and what I was sharing about. And with time, I've learned something that is super important. People don't want perfection. In fact, perfection is boring. And I mean, really, it doesn't exist. In such a styled, curated world, going on video is an easy way to show our followers exactly what we're like in real life. Like, how cool is that? So maybe you're like, okay, Jenna, I get it. Going live is important, but it doesn't make it feel any easier, especially when you are just starting out with Instagram stories. With time, you're going to learn how to make them feel more authentic, more relatable, and purposeful. And I'm going to share a ton of tips and hacks to feeling confident on brand and to ensuring that your message is clearly communicated. I can truly say that Instagram stories are one of the biggest tools you can use to grow your business right now. And I have a few tricks up my sleeve. So let's kick this off. I want to say ready, set, confident. Now, remember how I kind of said people are sick of perfection? Well, it's actually true. And knowing this is really comforting because maybe you're like raising your hand saying, yeah, I'm an imperfect person. And if you're not, you might be delusional, but it still feels good just showing up to record your Instagram story when you feel confident and ready to go. And this step is going to look different for all of us. Like, some of us, it takes putting on real pants. Some of us, it means we'll do a little meditation before or doing a little light touch up of the makeup. But whatever it is that makes you feel good and ready to bond with your audience is the method that you should choose. For me personally, I'm willing to show up live no matter how I look. And there's no denying that I do feel a little extra ready and sure of myself on the days where I feel slightly put together. I know for me, I'm not afraid to show up just as I wake up. In fact, I kind of do that a lot, but I definitely just feel more confident if I just have a little foundation on, maybe a little bronzer, you know, the whole thing. But another step to help you feel prepared and confident is just having a general idea of what you're about to say during your story. And this does not mean you need to have a script. In fact, I totally want to recommend not having one, but just means your brain should be focused and you should be ready to kind of make a good point. Let the words flow. Doing a little mini mental checklist of the things you want to say will allow for a fluid, intentional story that ensures your message is shared. Now, Drew and I, we love funny reality TV and we're watching Food Network Star. I don't know if any of you guys watch that show right now. And they have had multiple challenges this season where in the challenge, they have to cook a meal and record Instagram stories to share that recipe. And it's been really interesting as an influencer and an Instagram expert to kind of watch how they are doing this and to see which people are doing it really well. And it's been really cool because there are so many different features when it comes to Instagram stories, but confidence really makes a huge difference. So let's talk about bonus confidence hacks, okay? Here are a few quick tips to help you feel more confident when it comes to Instagram stories. Number one, find an area of good lighting. I want for you to face the light. So often in our house, I'll walk towards a window before I do a story. If you are feeling like you need a filter, use it. I choose to not really use a lot of filters. I feel like they're kind of distracting, but if that's one of the ways that you're going to show up, then just do it. Present yourself in a way that feels like you. Remember how we've talked about finding your voice and how to type the way you speak? When you can kind of round that out and really show people the way I'm showing up online is exactly how I show up in life, that can really help just kind of create a better picture of you. Be ready to elaborate on a few key points. Don't blab on. No one wants to watch 15 stories of you talking at the camera. Find a little bit of alone time and let yourself flop and record a few takes. There is nothing worse than somebody watching you try to say something like 5 times in a row and totally messing up. And the best part is that each time you do it, it's going to become way easier and more natural for you. Now, when it comes to real life moments, I want to tell you a little secret. Share it. Share the awkward moments, the unstyled photos of your home, the candid laughter with your husband. Whatever it is that is actually real life, share it. I've said it once, I'll say it again, but people are craving authentic moments. And the curated, perfectly styled, it has a place in your world, but don't forget to always bring the real life to social media. Not only will your followers eat it up, but it will help ground you and remind yourself that it doesn't have to be perfect to be beautiful. For me, I love recording our crazy dogs, small moments with Drew, those awkward outtakes of reality, because guess what? Social media rocks, but I feel like I crave seeing other people in their real life. It's so hard to do that these days with how beautiful feeds are and that pressure to have that perfect grid. And some of our best Instagram stories are the ones where we're goofing around, or I catch Drew off guard, or we're totally like doing yoga in the living room and goofing off. I feel like people resonate with those so much more than when I just get on and talk at the camera. And so share those real life moments. If you are managing social media for a bigger company, catch some of those behind the scenes. Ask some of your employees different questions that'll just help people really see that human experience. Now, one thing I'm super excited about that's a newer feature for Instagram stories is polls. And we talk about surveying your audience so many times on this show. And so I was so excited when we were given that poll feature. And I mean, I want for you to know what your audience wants. Like really, if you want to be a successful entrepreneur, it is where your passions meet what your audience desires. And so utilizing the poll feature on Instagram is an awesome way of doing this. Not only can you easily get feedback on business moves that you're making, example, like would you guys like a free resource on Instagram or Pinterest and allowing people to choose, but you're also able to invite engagement to show Instagram that people interact with your content, and that will also help your profile get seen. And so if you're just putting up a ton of stories and people are skipping over them, it's not really serving your business well. But if you're posting intentional stories using some of the awesome features that they give us and your audience is engaging with that, it's going to show Instagram that your content is valuable, that people are actually excited to engage, and that will help your stuff get seen, which is awesome. I love doing really fun polls that really have nothing to do with business, but then peppering in a few business questions. So like, do you think mac and cheese shapes taste better than the classic noodle? Like yes or no. But then you can ask those things like, what do you need the most help on in your business? Is it marketing? Is it social media? Like what is that? And just asking questions like that can help you gauge like what your next offer should be, how you should present it. Are people even aware of what you do? And so I'm a huge fan of those polls. Now, there are so many story features. There are geotags, hashtags, you can tag accounts. And while these all might seem like small decisions, it can totally increase the chances that your stories are going to be seen when people are looking into that specific tag. So when you use elements like geotags, hashtags, and tagging other accounts, it can also help you get featured in the story for a particular location or hashtag, or it can gain the attention of the account you're tagging. How cool is that? Like, this one's pretty straightforward and simple, but it absolutely could increase your exposure. I know that when people tag me saying, I just tuned into the Gold Digger podcast, and they tag me in that, I do my best to like respond and say, thank you so much for sharing this. And so when you can get people's attention through tagging them in your stories, you are getting one step closer to gaining access to that person or that brand. And now it's so cool because when people do that, there is an option to add their post to your story. And so if they choose to do that, like, you could gain the attention of their entire audience. Imagine if you posted that you're tuning in today and I shared your post to my story. You would gain access to my 500 plus thousand followers just by getting my attention. So make sure when you're using stories, you're being strategic about those little things that are absolutely not that little. Now, there is the ability to have a swipe up and to tag products, and you are able to use links in your stories to increase sales, to generate leads, and to gain traffic. Now, there is a great way to do this, which is utilizing the swipe up feature. The exact numbers are constantly changing, but just know this, the conversion rate on swipe ups are insanely good. It's so easy for a follower to see the ad and in the moment swipe up to whatever it is you're promoting, whether it's a paid ad or you're giving them access to some sort of content. And I always talk about on this show how you have to make things as easy as possible for your clients. And swipe ups are an amazing way to quickly direct them in the right direction. Now, here's the deal, you guys. This is changing right now. And so we're trying to figure out exactly what their plan is for this. But for right now, you have to have 10,000 followers and a business account or be verified in order to gain access to the swipe up feature. And so I have heard rumors that if you are using IGTV, you can gain access to that feature, but it looks like they're still in beta and they haven't quite decided who they're giving access to the swipe up feature for. So we have swipe up on my account, Jenna Kutcher, and the Gold Digger podcast account, and it is for two different reasons. The Jenna Kutcher account is still a personal account. I have not switched over to a business account. I talk about this a lot, why I don't believe it is the best choice. I believe that down the road, Instagram is going to penalize business accounts because they're going to insinuate that you are marketing in every single post. And since my feed is so much more than marketing, I have never made the switch to a business account for fear of that. And so I have swipe up now because I'm a verified account. However, on the Gold Digger podcast, we have swipe up because we have more than 10,000 followers and we did link it up to my business page. And so we kind of took a chance there, but we knew that having that swipe up feature was going to be huge in terms of pointing you guys to the episodes and giving you access to things in a much easier way to use this. And so if you're like, well, shoot, I don't have this option, it's okay. You can still use live video, graphics, and ads to direct them to a link within your bio. And anyone can use Facebook Ad Manager, even if you're not a business account on Instagram, and get access to doing Instagram story ads, which would give you that swipe up feature if you're paying for that ad. And so I hope that kind of provides a little bit of clarity, but having that feature has been absolutely huge for us. And I was just so excited the day that I got verified because I'm like, oh, finally I can do this. But let me tell you, if your audience is trained well, they can click to the link in your bio and they will do just that. Now, you can use your Instagram stories for something that I talk about and I believe in, which is call to actions. Instagram stories create a great chance to draw attention to a post on your feed or to a certain link that you want people to go to. So for example, it's common to cover a new post, create a little mystery, create a hook, and get them to look at it. Example, like, I can't believe I just shared this photo, and then have it link and say, check out my latest post. Not only does this help boost engagement on your specific post, but it drives people to your feed, thus increasing the chances that you'll show up higher on their feed at later times. So if people are taking action on your feed, it's telling Instagram they're interested, which means your posts are going to have a higher chance of being seen. Now, another way to use a call to action is by asking fun and quippy questions like, I want to know what you think on my last post, or explaining what the link in your profile is leading them to. Basically, Instagram stories can highlight what you want your audience to do if you use it to your full potential. Now, I will caution you, I don't want you to use clickbait. So if you are directing people to your most recent post, let them know why they need to go check it out. I think that it's a really cool way to just kind of let people know, like, I just spent some time putting this post up and I think you'll really enjoy it if. But use call to actions. We talk about this. Every single post should not be a dead end for your business. And so Instagram stories are a really cool way to have an action that you can invite your audience to do. Now, one of the coolest ways that I think is most underutilized when it comes to Instagram stories is doing Instagram takeovers. It's a really fun and underutilized way to use your story. And basically, a takeover is when someone else or another business hops on your story, usually for 24 hours. And Instagram takeovers basically create this opportunity to introduce your audience to someone else, or for someone else's audience to be introduced to you. And with this, you want to pick someone that's closely aligned to your demographic and they're aligned with your mission. They're quick, they build a mutually beneficial relationship between yourself and another influencer, and it provides a super organic way to grow your audience. So I've done Instagram stories takeovers for different brands that I work with, whether it's Aerie or NYDJ, and it's just really helped for their audience to get to know me and why they should trust me when I speak about their products. But it's also helped me say to my followers, like, head on over to their feed to hear a little bit more about what's going on. And so it's a really fun way. And I think it would be so fun to plan takeovers with your friends so that you guys can kind of share the love to each other. It's a really, really neat way to just give people a behind the scenes look at someone else other than you. And so if you've never done a takeover, I would challenge you to just try it out. I would say doing about 5 stories total for a takeover is pretty good, where you can just kind of show a little bit of an overview and it doesn't get super intense, but I think it's one of the most underutilized ways to use stories. It's no secret, being a gold digger is busy. There's just not enough hours in the day to get all the tasks done. But then I met Finn. Finn is a virtual assistant that you pay for as you need. It's available 24/7 and can do everything from send emails on your behalf, pay your bills, or remind you of important dates. You name it, Finn can handle it. Seriously, gold diggers, I had Finn schedule my doctor's appointment the other day. With this pregnancy brain, I can't even tell you how peaceful it is knowing that my day-to-day tasks and business matters can be delegated 24/7. Gold diggers, you know I am the biggest fan of outsourcing, and Finn is a perfect way to dip your toes into it. If you're someone who doesn't have 40 hours a week for an assistant, Finn is always available on demand and you only pay for what you use. And as a listener of my show, I've arranged for you all to try Finn for free. Just use my link, finn.com/golddigger. That's finn.com/golddigger to try it for free. Finn.com/golddigger. It is time to stop doing the things that drain us and get back to our passions. Finn will help with that. Enjoy it, my friends. Now, there is now IGTV, and maybe you're like, what is IGTV? It's IGTV. It's designed for videos over 60 seconds. So picture it kind of like YouTube and Instagram, and they had a baby. The point of IGTV is that Instagram users can now make longer videos, which can potentially become more engaging content for their followers. Of importance, IGTV is specifically built for your phone, which means that the videos are full screen and vertical, meaning that you can use that device that you already have in your hand. I myself haven't used IGTV yet, but here's a little quick tutorial. And it's not because I don't think it's powerful. It's just I haven't had time to think of what I would talk about. But once you click on the IGTV icon, you can scroll content, search for specific topics, or even contribute your own material. And so the golden question is, why would you use IGTV? Maybe you feel limited by the time limits on the current Instagram videos, or maybe you've dreamed of creating some sort of Instagram series that people can view for a prolonged period of time. Maybe you have this project in mind that involves longer videos targeted to your Instagram audience. Basically, it is taking what we were all complaining about, which was the fact that we couldn't save our Instagram lives, and giving us the ability to almost build out a channel where we can save those videos that we're spending time on and spending time engaging with our audience on, so that you just have these longer videos that are able to be watched at all times. And so I think it's an awesome option. I'm excited to see how it grows. I'm digging into the behind the scenes of it, and it's just been really fun to catch some videos from people that I really love to follow. Now, I touched on this slightly before, but using Instagram story ads can be super, super awesome for your business. In March of 2017, Instagram allowed businesses and accounts of all sizes to run Instagram story ads, meaning that your ad gets pushed out to current followers and maybe even some new followers. Here are some key tips to maximize your ad. So, like I said, you can use the Facebook Ads Manager, and you can manage Instagram story ads through that, regardless of if you are a business or a personal account. So like I said, Jenna Kutcher is still a personal account, but we run Instagram story ads through the Facebook Ads Manager, which gives people the ability to swipe up on that ad. So here are some key tips to maximize your ad. The main goal is you want to catch their eye quickly. Photo ads stay up 10 seconds and videos can be up to 15 seconds. I lean more towards videos because I feel like they can feel more organic inside of the story feed. You can use catchy graphics. You can use bright colors and clean fonts. You can use your wording to relate to them and draw them in. And you want to make sure that you have a very clear call to action. I think one of the best things about Instagram ads is you can say, like, swipe up to find out more, swipe up to save your seat, swipe up to gain access. And so you want to make sure that you have a very strong call to action in that. I think that the ones that convert the best are the most natural ones. So not a lot of production value. It's just you, everyday life, on your phone, recording the story. And we've done these for different webinars we're hosting. So we can say, you know, we're hosting a live webinar, how to gain your next 1,000 Instagram followers, swipe up to save your seat now. Something like that. That's very simple. Instagram ads are a great feature. And if you'll remember, over 120 million clicks happened in the last 6 months from Instagram story ads. Like, that's wild. They also convert at a much lower price than the feed ads and Facebook ads. That's what we found. So it's a pretty cool feature that people should be taking advantage of. Now, here is a tip for this, and I think that so many people are going to push back. They're going to hear this episode, and they're going to say, I don't know what to share. I want to stay private. I don't know if I should show my mess or my behind the scenes. Here's something you need to listen to. You want to stay on brand. And while I love the real life, the unedited moments, there is also a time and a place to bring beautiful graphics and branding into your stories. As I always preach, there are a few keys to good branding, and these can also apply to your stories. Stay consistent. Use similar colors. Use familiar wording and fonts. And I'm not saying you have to edit perfectly made graphics for every single story, but I want for you to be intentional in making small choices like picking cohesive filters, colors, and fonts, because not only does this organically expand your brand, but it also creates an opportunity for followers to get hints of what your business is like. So for example, if you've been hanging out on the Gold Digger Podcast Instagram account, you'll know that every episode we share is consistent in the graphics and audio clips that are built upon classic Jenna Kutcher brand colors and vibes. Now, although every episode is different, the consistent graphics create a noticeable, memorable brand. It's absolutely critical when you start to think about, how am I going to portray my brand on this new element? I have a way that you can make professional looking graphics on your phone, and I have a way that you can do it on your computer too. Now, there are two apps that I really love in order to create awesome Instagram story graphics. One app is a paid app, which is WordSwag. And I think it's just a really awesome app to create visually stunning Instagram stories that are graphically and aesthetically pleasing. And it kind of allows you to create almost a template of what you want to put out into the world. They also automatically resize things to fit into Instagram stories. And another way you can do it is through Canva. And I've talked about Canva a ton. We use it for a lot of different projects in my business. But Canva is a really cool way to create graphics. And you can just Google the dimensions of an Instagram story, create a template for that. And we'll do that a lot if we do like episode roundups and we share five different episodes that we want to use in our Instagram stories or different offers like that. And so whether you outsource this to have somebody make graphics for you or you simply just choose cohesive options, you are subtly creating a brand and vibe in your stories. Now, my next tip is this, like go behind the scenes. And one of my favorite ways to use Instagram stories is to let people peek behind the curtain. Like I want them to see what a normal workday looks like or a big project. And it's a fun way to naturally invite them to be a part of what I'm doing and include them on the journey. For example, I always pop up on my stories on the days that I record a ton of Gold Digger episodes in order to give them sneak peeks at guests, at topics, and at my setup, which is usually me in yoga pants, sitting at a desk, not looking too glamorous with way too many drink cups around me. And although it may seem like a small choice to let people in behind the scenes, it creates a spark for them to be excited about upcoming episodes and to give them a sneak peek of what it really looks like when I record so that they can feel more engaged in the process. Now, doing this on stories is such a great option as we all know the journey isn't exactly Instagram worthy material, but stories allow me to explain the process in a super authentic way. And so whether you're writing a book or working on a blog post series or rebranding or launching a new product, when you can share bits and pieces to get your audience engaged in the journey, they're going to be able to feel like they are a piece of your story. Now, one thing that I think is really cool, and maybe this is just me, but whenever you meet somebody and then you get to go see where they live, you can kind of visualize their lives happening there. I know when we first moved into our new home in Minnesota, Drew's parents came to visit and his mom kept saying, it's just so nice to visualize like where you wake up in the morning and where you guys sit and drink your coffee. And there's something so special about that. And so going behind the scenes kind of lets people in and lets them visualize like when you're listening to this show, I kind of know what to visualize as you recording it. And so I really like behind the scenes. Now, we are almost done. I have two more big tips. Number one, how to organically promote a product. So in addition to going behind the scenes, there are so many ways to organically promote a product that don't blatantly feel like selling. You can be wearing one of your products and do a swipe up. You can do a quick chat about a new product and send people to the link in your profile. You can tag a company or include an affiliate link. You can explain the new launch of something. The options are legitimately endless. And one thing that live video allows you to do is to convey enthusiasm and explain things in a way that might be hard to do with just words. And so it might feel totally awkward at first, but give it a whirl. Two simple rules, be authentic and show passion because your followers are going to get excited about whatever it is you are excited about. Do you guys remember the episode with Bethany McDaniel of Primally Pure? I have used her products for well over a year. This is not an ad. And I am a part of her affiliate program. And so she had sent me a box of her products and I wanted to share with my followers the five all natural skincare products that have totally changed my life. And so I just got onto my Instagram stories. I held up each product. I talked about it a little bit and then I sent them to a landing page. And if you're curious just by listening to this, it's jennakutcher.com/primallypure. And you can kind of see where I directed people to. And just in doing that, we sold thousands of dollars of products and I was able to really talk about my experience using her products, why I switched to all natural skincare, and then to point them to a page that's going to give them the information they need to know if it's a right fit or not. And so I love using Instagram stories because I feel like people can honestly see like, this is a product I use. This is why I love it. And hear that story in a way that just showing up in the grid does not not allow you to do. So again, if you want to see what that looks like, it's JennaKutcher.com/primallypure. I genuinely love her products. And since having her on the show, I've just become even more obsessed with them. Now, lastly, you can share videos of what you are tagged in. And I love this feature. Instagram revealed that ability to easily share that video or post that other people are tagging you in. So simply go into your message inbox, and when someone tags you in a video, you can click the link that creates a super great way to share what they shared. So whether it's a client testimonial, it's somebody tuning into something of yours, somebody excited about what you're doing. I love doing this because I love that you guys are taking the time to share this show, and it truly makes a huge difference. And so it's a really cool way to support you as a listener, but also to say, hey, people are tuning in and loving this episode. And so it's been such a neat feature, and there are just so many other ways that you can do things like this. One last feature that I really, really enjoy is that if you hop on to your main feed, there is that little button that almost looks like a paper airplane, and you can click that on anyone else's post or your own post and share that into your stories so that if people click on the photo, they're going to be taken to that image in the grid. And so, for example, when Ari announced that I was their new Ari Real role model, I shared their photo in my grid because I wanted people to head on over and to hear more about this position. And so it's a really cool way to say, hey, this person just posted something awesome. If you want to click to go directly to that post, you can do it. I mean, guys, are you not seeing that the options are truly endless when it comes to Instagram stories? So before I sum this all up, I want to just talk about a few different ways that I've been using stories and how I would kind of recommend you do it. I try to show up on my stories every day. Some days are much better than others. And I love to do at least one talking to the camera story just so people can see my face for the day. I think it really adds just consistency, and it really proves my point. Like, guys, I don't wear makeup 5 days out of the week. I mean, really, going to church on Sunday is probably the best I'm going to look. But I love to kind of show that behind the scenes, let people know what we're up to. We use Instagram stories to share podcast episodes or new trainings that we're putting out into the world, and then just behind the scenes of our lives. And I love collecting the stories as featured Instagram stories, which is a really, really cool way to kind of curate and save those stories that you absolutely love so that your audience can look at them whenever. They don't expire when the 24-hour mark hits. And so if you want to learn more about featured stories, how to create them, I'd love for you to head to JennaKutcher.com/featured stories. I also have some really beautiful already done for you templates in my shop. And so if you just head to JennaKutcher.com/featured stories, you can learn about how to do this, what my best advice is for this, and you can get access to those already done for you templates, which are inside of my shop. And I just think featured stories are a really cool way. Once you start getting confident using your stories in general, you can save those best ones and kind of build out those different categories of your brand so that your followers can enjoy those stories for longer than 24 hours. And man, that was a beautiful thing when it was added. So in summary, Instagram stories are a total game changer in the social media world. It can be intimidating, absolutely, but it is also so incredible because it allows you to connect with your audience in real time and beyond, and it adds this irreplaceable level of humanness and uniqueness to your brand. You basically get to draw in your potential clients and spread your message in this authentic way for free. And I think that's crazy. So I want you to do whatever it takes to get confident, to just show up and to get ready to reach your dream clients. Look at the stories that you're excited to watch. Look at the ones that you're skipping through. Check out your own user habits to help you see what kind of stories you want to create for your brand. Now, one last challenge, since I can't close this off without a call to action. If you are tuning in today, I would seriously appreciate if you took a screenshot of you listening in, tagged me in it, and let me know what you think about this episode. Maybe, just maybe, I'll be sharing your stories in my feed for my followers to see. And so until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals, and I will be seeing you on Instagram stories.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.